Unity, Wilkie, Macklin, KERROBERT, with just one weekend of games left in November for SASK. West Hockey League teams, Caribert Tigers, Macklin Mohawks, Unity Miners and Wilkie Outlaws, senior men's teams continue to produce mixed results. Caribert Tigers were stoked that a November 18 game resulted with a big win over Macklin. The game went to a shootout against the Mohawks. However, the second game of a two-game weekend did not go as well. The Tigers were held scoreless to EDAM November 19. The Tigers play another two-game weekend November 26 and 27. Adam Oshevsky and Rylan Freed netted the shootout winners November 18. Macklin Mohawks hosted a home face-off against the Tigers when they came to town on November 18. Both teams provided a high-end, non-stop action game that was tied after regulation, no scoring in overtime, which then resulted in a shootout to decide the outcome. The Hawks rebounded strong the following night, November 19, traveling to Bigger and taking the win on the road. Goaltender Ryan Deck stopped all 25 shots on net. Macklin will play another two-game weekend November 25 and 26. The Unity Miners cannot seem to find the win column, with another decided defeat at the hands of the Kindersley Clippers, the second game they have lost to Kindersley in back-to-back weekends. Down 3-0 heading to the third, Colby Ralston scored the lone Miners goal in the third period, but it was all Clippers after that. Once again, the Mine Men are seeking some resurgence in their gameplay that can help them get in the win column in regular season games before the first half of the season closes in December. They have one game left in November, playing in Macklin November 25. The Wilkie Outlaws may not have matched the previous night's crowd that came when the home rink hosted an SJHL game November 18, but they came out on fire, plugging in 10 unanswered goals against Hafford. From 48 shots on net, the team celebrated rookie Kian Sittler's first SWHL goal as part of the scoring surplus delivered by the Outlaws. Blake Young netted 4 goals and 1 assist in the win. Outlaws goaltender, Jared Hurl, stopped all 15 shots on net. The Outlaws have another one-game weekend November 25 before they head into December's schedule. League president Joe Say said, "Wow. I don't expect to see this again in the SWHL. 3 Saturday night games, 3 shutouts. And, 2 of the road teams came in and shut out home teams." Say also adds his excitement that in Bigger, Newcomb Ryan Deck stopped 25 of 25 shots by the visiting Mohawks. Jared Hurl had a quiet evening stopping 15 shots as the Outlaws thumped a short-staffed Hafford club. EDAM opened their season on the road and beat Caribert 4-0. Jake Taylor was solid in net, turning away all 25 shots he faced. Veterans Cody Danberg and Jordan Francou led the 3-stars attack with 1-1 nights. Wilkie had some notable offensive performances in their Saturday win: Blake Young, 4-1, Travis Rozelle, 1-3, and rookie Kian Sittler scored his first SWHL goal and chipped in with a couple of assists. Bigger's workhorse goalie, Brett Matlock, was busy again, stopping 53 of the 55 shots Macklin fired his way. Adds Say. Say also includes, Friday night, the Tigers went into Macklin and surprised the Mohawks with a hard-fought 4-3 shootout win. Nick Amundrid stopped 36 of 39 shots, and stopped both the shootout shots he faced for the win. Brett Neumeyer, 2-1, and Adam Oshevsky, 1-2, led the offense. Oshevsky and Rylan Freed both scored in the shootout. Also, Friday the Kindersley Clippers continued their dominance over the Unity Miners with an 8-1 road win. Darian Jerzynski, 4-0, led the way. DJ McGrath chipped in with 3 helpers. Say says he feels there were a lot of players worthy of this week's Player of the Week choice, but EDAM's goaltender Jake Taylor received the nod. You can find the full schedule for all teams in the league on the website https://www.saskwesthockey.com/leagues/schedules.cfm?clientid=5230 and leagueaid=19643 and teamit=592493.